Hey friends, thanks for checking out this mailbag. My name is Drew Doherty, this is DP Sidhu, and we are so happy to answer your questions on Facebook. And remember, the best question gets $50 worth of Texas Lottery scratch-off. So you don't just get knowledge, you might get money too, DP.
Pretty good deal, huh?
Always good to win some money.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is ask a question.
Money's great. Jeff Haig has this one. Obvious question, what do the Texans do about Randy Bullock's struggles? Randy Bullock is essentially a rookie kicker. He won a game a week or two ago on Monday Night Football against the Chargers, and then he really struggled against the Tennessee Titans. Head coach Gary Kubiak said, hey, you just got to give him some time. He's going to iron some things out. And you got to also remember that these kicks were very long kicks from the 46-yard plus variety. So just kind of give him some more chances and let him iron things out, because he's a very talented kicker. He was the best kicker in all of college football in 2011. He won the Groza Award.
You're right. They're not chip shots that he's kicking. He's missed four out of five. He kicked that one game winner at San Diego. He could have won the game and prevented it from going into overtime against Tennessee, but just wasn't his day. But Coach Kubiak says, we have confidence in Randy. We're going to keep giving him the chance moving forward. The whole team's behind him. And the worst thing you can do with the kicker is get in his head. So I think they're doing the right thing. They're giving him the confidence that he needs. And hopefully this week at the Ravens, he turns things around for himself.
All right, Ted Currier has a fantastic question. Ted asks, the Texans seem to be very effective in the sugar huddle offense. Can we look forward to seeing this more often, or throw in a no huddle for a couple plays at random? Yeah, Ted, I think you're going to see a little bit more of the sugar huddle at times. And you had a really cool conversation about this with Matt Schaub, didn't you?
I talked to Matt Schaub yesterday, and I asked him what he liked about the sugar huddle, if he prefers it over the no huddle, or, you know, what sort of pace does he like? And he really, they call it the muddle, says he really likes the muddle because, unlike a no huddle, it gives them access to the entire playbook, where you're a little bit more limited on the no huddle. He can't call the play action calls that he likes to call. The good thing that the sugar huddle offers, that the no huddle also offers, is the fact that the defense cannot make as many substitutions or make the adjustments they need to do. You're really rushing them off the field. So Schaub prefers the muddle, and the Texans seem to really do well with this quicker pace of offense.
And just to recap, it's a quicker pace of offense like you're talking about. In normal circumstances, the team huddles, and then they go to the line and they call their play. In this one, they're kind of closer to the line. They huddle really quickly, and they burst out, and they do the play. So that's the difference between the two. Itief Graham, I don't know if that's how you say your first name, but Graham I'm pretty sure on. Will Shiloh Kao be relegated to special teams once Ed Reed is available to play, since DJ Swearinger is the rotational safety? That's a really good question, but you also need to remember that DJ Swearinger is more of a strong safety right now in this defense than he is a free safety. Ed Reed, Shiloh Kao are free safeties, so we don't know yet that when Reed returns, he's going to start. We don't know how many snaps he's going to get, so I think you're going to see quite a bit of Shiloh Kao, but you're always going to see him on special teams because that's where he has shined in the past couple seasons.
Absolutely. With Ed Reed coming back, you don't know how many snaps he's going to be on. He may play in certain sub-packages, and when that's the case, you will still see Shiloh Kao playing opposite Danielle Manning. When Ed Reed comes back full-time, probably special teams for Shiloh.
All right, our last question. See, we'll take non-football questions, DP, but this one's from Joel Hernandez. It's a good one, and he starts it by saying, pats himself on the back and says, here's a good question. How is it one can never date a woman that loves football, but you go online and they're all over like flies? Now, full disclosure, I'm married. DP's married. We've been married for a while, so we haven't really been in the dating game for that long. So you can always fall back on what the barber in Coming to America said. Uh-huh. You need to find a good woman. You need to go to a church or a library or something like that.
Oh, okay.
So those are always good ones to fall back on. But yeah, there's ladies that love football all over the place. Just witness a Houston Texans game. All the females in the stands, out in the parking lots, doing tailgating. So I don't know. I think I've talked myself in circles on this one. Let's give deepies.
I totally agree with what you're saying. I mean, Joel, you're just hanging out in the wrong places. Where are you going, man? There's plenty of football fans here in Houston. In fact, on Tuesday nights when we do our show at the Houston Texans Grill with Antonio Smith, it's all women there. You need to come out on Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. The first week we were there, it was the Battle Red Ladies.
Yeah, that was cool.
So all women who all love the Texans. Now, you can make a trip out there.
Now, she says to come out, and we definitely encourage you to come out, but we can't say that I can't say I'm going to be your wingman and she's not going to be your wingwoman. But, you know, maybe we can make something happen.
I mean, we could try during the break.
Vandermeer can kind of be a matchmaker. He's you know, I could see him pulling something off like that. So, anyways, this has been a really fun mailbag. We appreciate you sending in those questions. And the lucky winner of the $50 worth of scratch-offs is none other than Ted Currier for his Sugar Huddle, Muddle Huddle question. That was a good one. And you get 50 bones.
Congrats.
For DP, I'm Drew. We'll see you next time.